This is VOA News. Via remote, I'm Marissa Melton. Ukraine said on Saturday its forces had seized back all areas around Kyiv, the national capital, claiming complete control of the capital region for the first time since Russia launched its invasion February 24th. As Russian troops regrouped for battles in East Ukraine, towns surrounding Kyiv bore scars of 5 weeks of fighting. Ukrainian presidential adviser Oleksiy Arestovych said Ukraine's troops have retaken more than 30 towns and villages around Kyiv since Russia pulled back from the area this week. Ukraine's deputy defense minister wrote on Facebook that the whole Kyiv region is liberated from the invader. There was no Russian comment on that claim. The head of Russia's space program said Saturday the future of the International Space Station hangs in the balance because of sanctions against his country over the war in Ukraine. AP correspondent Julie Walker has more.
The U.S., EU, and Canadian space agencies all missed a deadline to meet Russian demands for lifting sanctions. Dmitry Rogozin says that could disrupt the operation of Russian spacecraft servicing the space station. This past week, a U.S. astronaut caught a ride back to Earth from the station with the Russians.
The Soyuz MS-19 begins the journey home to complete a year-long odyssey for Mark Vandehei.
After Rogozin's comments, he wrote on social media he'd received responses from his Western counterparts vowing to promote further cooperation. I'm Julie Walker.
Russia has depicted its drawdown of forces near Kyiv as a goodwill gesture in peace talks, which last convened on Friday. Ukraine and its allies say Russia was forced to shift its focus to East Ukraine.